Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk, Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. And yes, we're combining corn, getting the beans out. We're kicking the pheasants out. It's a courtesy to the hunters, I guess. Let's head south to South Dakota Game Fish and Parks communication specialist, Chris Hull. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Mick. How are we doing today, buddy?
Not too bad. I suppose pheasant hunting is the headlines in South Dakota this weekend.
Yeah, I think it is. It's Black Hills deer season's kind of going too, but I think the pheasant hunters are just as happy to see these combines rolling and get stuff out of the field as they are to see a pheasant flush. Because, you know, if we're anything like you guys, it's been delayed. We're up in northeast South Dakota this week for a commission meeting. The lakes are kind of froze up pretty hard, so the ice fishing isn't too far away. But there's a lot of bird hunters that are anxiously and excitingly watching the combines come down the fields and pushing birds out into places where they can get at them.
So recap again the numbers in the various parts of South Dakota. Where and what kind of pheasant numbers did you end up with here in 2019?
You know, I think we're almost the same as last year as far as our brood counts and stuff. But what I'm hearing now and even seeing yesterday driving from Pier to Watertown is there's more birds than, you know, that brood count probably, you know, revealed. And that happens from time to time with preventative planting and water and sloughs and everything else. But pretty good bird numbers, really good bird numbers up in the northeast corner. You know, I think this Watertown and over to Marshall and Day County, it kind of a sleeper. There's lots of good cover, lots of good public ground, places for those birds to go when the winter gets a little rough. So, but, you know, just the traditional haunts, Aberdeen and, you know, all the way down to Pier and Winter and Chamberlain. I think now with these crops coming out, I think people are going to start seeing that what they see is a real good South Dakota, North Dakota hunt with birds getting pushed into cover and being able to get them corralled and get them shot at least.
All righty. Whether it's roast pheasant or cream of pheasant soup or, oh, man, just my mouth is watering just thinking about it.
Right, right.
All good stuff. All right, and you mentioned, of course, everybody's out there on the same township and county roads trying to get somewhere and do something. So, again, just a word to the hunters, be a little courteous.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I got some calls this last week, you know, some landowners kind of mad, people a little bit wet and people tearing up their pastures. And then I know I had some of our game managers and park managers mad because guys were going down and on access roads, you know, two-track trails and just tearing the snot out of them. So, you know, this freeze will help and firm stuff up, but you still just be aware of those muddy, wet conditions. If you find them, come across them, you know, maybe you're going to have to walk a little farther than normal. And, you know, now there are a lot of combines and tractors and stuff out on the road. So keep your head on a swivel. Don't be talking on the phone or texting when you're going between your hunts. Pull over if you got to make those calls and stuff. But be respectful of the landowners and all the big equipment and those two-track trails. That's always important for sure.
And most of them are going slower than you are. So
yes.
Approaching a bridge or a intersection or especially a hill, have a little patience.
Right. Got to have a little patience.
For sure. All right. Well, we've been hunting deer in the Black Hills for a week. What kind of reports are you getting out of there?
I think that the weather has been the biggest thing. Excuse me. Got a little snow last week in the northern hills, and I think those hunters were excited to see that. You know, it kind of pushes those deer around. I know the deer, the rutting activity and stuff, from what we've seen and heard, is going pretty good. So I think we'll look forward to some really good pictures, starting to see some good pictures here in the next couple of days of some really good Black Hills deer. Of course, West River deer starts in a couple weeks. It's a week later than normal, and then East River deer starts a week after that. So I think everybody's kind of cautiously, looking to avoid those big snowstorms where it keeps everybody from getting out. But this cooler weather has definitely got those deer moving, and that always draws big interest from folks.
Yeah, I know you got the shorter day length. Deer don't pay any attention to daylight savings time ending. But
no, they don't.
But the temperature.
They don't. I don't think they have good enough watches.
Apparently. But the temperature, as the temperature goes down, the deer get hot.
Right. And then, you know, even with that combining and stuff in this corn, and corn especially coming out of the fields, there's deer have been living in those cornfields all year, you know, and they get bumped out, and then cold weather gets them kind of interested in the ladies, and then everybody in the cafe starts talking about the big buck that they thought was gone that was standing in the neighbor's yard yesterday. So that's all good stuff.
Indeed. Yep. Well, it is November, and we have an abundance of hunting seasons going on. Outside of the pheasants, of course, which are, you know, South Dakota is kind of known worldwide for your pheasant hunting. Got deer, as you mentioned, the West River starting here. Other season opportunities for hunters in South Dakota?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the waterfall season is always a big one. And like I said, a lot of these smaller complexes are froze up. And I know I've seen some flights of birds going by and reports of ducks passing us through. But there's still some geese around. There's geese starting to show up on the Missouri River and Pier. But that's always, you know, that's probably living in Pier this time of year. That's the biggest question is, you know, when are those birds going to show up? Where are they? But, you know, driving across the Northeast, they had a couple good weeks of you know, kind of local duck hunting and some diver ducks and stuff. But now I tell you, we're driving by some big, big pieces of water that are froze up hard right now. So that's a little bit disappointing, but fall season on the Missouri River is always you know, a popular thing, and that's people always want to talk to me about. But then you've got, you know, grouse and prairie chickens, just like you guys have up there. We've had a really, really amazing prairie grouse season in central South Dakota. There's a lot of birds around. And then, you know, there's elk seasons going on and archery deer season. So if you like to be outside, there's no excuse to not be outside right now in South or North Dakota.
All righty. The website for the South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks.
gfp.sd.gov. Get your licenses, see what we're doing on the commission, you know, see our CWD changes, all that stuff is right there. So, yep, and you can even find my name and phone number if you got a question and you can't find something, they can harass me too. So, glad to help.
Communications specialist sounds like a cushy job, but doggone it, you were out there on the front line of the...
Cushy job. Cushy job. I was out filming Lake Thompson in water up to my knees the other day, and it was like 15 degrees. So I have a great job. I don't know if it's cushy. Some days maybe, but I'd rather prefer it to be out in the field with numb fingers and toes, getting the information out to the folks that need it. So
when the phone rings and everybody says, you know what you got to do with these regulations, yeah,
right,
yeah. Yes.
Right.
You.
I got thick skin and I love to talk, so I'm good with those questions.
All righty, super. Chris Hall, South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you for the work you do, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me on, and we'll talk to you next week.
By the way, you are taking a group of veterans hunting pheasants, I hear.
Yep, I am. It's it's not a Wounded Warriors. It's a combat group, and they're kind of a Christian-based group, and they come every year, and Warriors never give up, and it's really cool. It's a lot of fun, and they're good guys and gals, and we're going to cook them steaks tonight and have a lot of fun.
All right. Well, we salute you for doing that. Thank you, Chris.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Have a great weekend. All righty.
Yeah, you too, buddy.
You bet.